Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. And if you were listening in the last half hour, last program, Pastor John Lutz graciously allowed me to come in and help him out. He was giving away some turkeys, and for some reason, he thought of me to be the one to help pick the turkey winners. So it was a privilege to be able to do that and enjoyed having the opportunity. If you don't listen to his program, it's a great program, and it comes on at 1 o'clock, and you can listen to Pastor Lutz. He's a pastor of the North Coast Baptist Church over on the west side of Cleveland, and then following me at 2 o'clock is going to be Pastor Andy Rusinacco of the Bible Baptist Temple in Euclid, Ohio, way on the east side. And then, of course, I'm the pastor of the Richfield Baptist Church south of Cleveland down in northern Summit County, and we kind of surround Cleveland that way, I guess. But I hope you listen to those programs as well as ours. Well, Merry Christmas to everybody. This is our last Friday program before Christmas, and we've got one more Friday, of course, before the year ends. We'll be here then. And then, of course, we do have one more program before Christmas. That's our Sunday night program. We'll be on the air Sunday night at 11 o'clock until midnight. And I know not everybody likes to stay up that late, but if you can, we invite you to join us then for Late Night Live with Pastor Al. And of course, one of the things we'll be doing on Sunday night, as we do the Sunday right around Christmas time, I always read every year the birth of Christ as recorded in the scriptures. And as I've pointed out in the past, this is simply a compilation that I put together some years ago that just simply using verses from the Old Testament, the New Testament, from the Gospels, from Paul's letters elsewhere in the New Testament, it just gives a scriptural account of the birth of Christ in a very readable, straightforward format. You know, a lot of people like to look at Luke chapter 2 and talk about that, but there's so much that's in Matthew, so much that's in Mark and John, and also in Isaiah and Micah and different places in the scriptures. And so we have all that together, and it forms a nice readable narrative, no added verses whatsoever, all in the majestic language, inspirational language of the King James Bible. And I just wanted to point out, if you would like to get a copy of that for yourself, you can read it at home yourself for your family's devotions around Christmas time, or perhaps at your church. We will be reading this at our Christmas Eve candlelight service, in fact, at the Richfield Bible Baptist Church. And let me mention that real quick. Our Christmas Eve candlelight service will be at 7 o'clock on Monday night, Christmas Eve. And that will be, of course, at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, where we meet. And you can find us at 5171 Brecksville Road. That's in northern Summit County, about midway between Akron and Cleveland, right off Interstate 77. Where the turnpike is, and you can find us right there, very easy to get to. And when I say right off from the highway, I mean right off from the highway. I can look out the windows from the conference room, and I can see the turnpike toll booths. So we're right there, and you're invited to come. We're going to have a nice time singing some traditional Christmas carols and sharing some blessings of the past year, reading the birth of Christ as recorded in the scriptures, and then we'll have some light refreshments, some sandwiches and things, and of course Christmas cookies after that on Monday evening starting at 7 o'clock. And so invite you to check us out. And of course you can find out more about our church, more about these things at our website at live with, I'm sorry, that's our radio one there. Let me give the church one here at, well, actually, let me just give you the one website, and you can link to the others too. That's less confusing that way. LiveWithPastorAl.com. That's LiveWithPastorAl.com. And also online at Facebook.com/LiveWithPastorAl. That's Facebook.com/LiveWithPastorAl. And at either one, you can find some of this information out, link back to our church pages and everything for the Richfield Bible Baptist Church. Well, Again, I want to say Merry Christmas to everybody, and if you can make it out to be with us on Sunday, we enjoy seeing you out there, or perhaps tonight for our Friday night Bible study. We meet Friday night at 7 o'clock, and then on Sunday, and this is all at the Richfield Bible Baptist Church, we meet at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, as I said, 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield, and you can find us there 7 o'clock tonight, and then on Sunday, we'll be there, our morning Bible study at 10 o'clock. We've been going through proofs of God's existence. And then on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock is our morning service, and currently preaching through the book of Ephesians. I think we might be finishing Ephesians on Sunday morning. And then on Sunday night at 6 o'clock, currently preaching through the book of Zechariah, and we're getting down toward the last few chapters of Zechariah there. And of course, invite you to listen to our programs as well here on Friday and on Sunday night at 11 o'clock. And let's see, I can give out our phone number today. We have no guests to take up our time today. If you've got a question or something you'd like to call in about today, a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can call us at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And one more announcement that I want to give, and then I also want to talk a little bit about the birth of Christ in specifically the virgin birth. And, of course, Pastor Lutz talking about Mary and how God chose her and Joseph, and a wonderful account that he shared about that. But want to let you know, continue to pray for House Bill 36, the Ohio Pastors Protection Act. The Ohio Senate canceled their sessions this week, so we don't have anything to announce on that, but they do have two sessions scheduled for Thursday and Friday before the year ends in the coming week, Thursday and Friday. Pray about it. There's still a chance. It's not completely dead, but there's still a chance that it will make it out of committee, perhaps on Thursday, and go to a vote in the Senate Thursday or Friday. There's still a chance. Don't give up on it yet. Pray and ask God to intervene, and still contact your state senators. All right. Well, let me get into this here today. We think about the birth of Christ and the miracle, and it is truly a miracle when you think about it. You know, the passage in Isaiah in chapter number 9 where, I'm sorry, in Isaiah chapter number 7, get ahead of myself here, where in verse 14 the Bible says, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." Now, this is a tremendous sign that's given here, and some people have debated and said, well, this is a mistranslation. It shouldn't say, "Behold, a virgin shall conceive." It should say, "A young maid," or "a young maiden," "a maiden shall conceive and bear a son." Now, you know, of course, that's not generally considered miraculous when a young woman conceives and bears a son, but this is specifically a prophecy of the coming Messiah. "Behold, a virgin shall conceive," which implies that there's going to be no interaction with a man, as would be in the normal course of affairs, where she would conceive and bear a son. But this is what was fulfilled with the birth of Christ. And of course, as Pastor Lutz was bringing this up, in Matthew chapter 1, it starts in verse 18 saying, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, as when his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost." Now that's there in Matthew 1 verse 18. And this directly refers back to this prophecy in Isaiah 7:14. Mary was espoused to Joseph. She was a young woman, a young maid. Now, let me back up just a second here in this term. The Bibles that have changed virgin in Isaiah 7:14 to a young maid, and they take away from the miraculous here, and they try to take away from the virgin birth. But we have to understand that the word that is used there, the Hebrew word that is used there in Isaiah, is a word that in virtually every usage of it, it's, I believe, the word Alma. It's used to describe a virgin. And you say, well, why does some versions of the Bible say young maid there? Well, think about this in the time frame, and you can see this borne out in Matthew chapter 1, verse 18, when it says his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph. Now, this means she was engaged to Joseph. She was a young maid. Meaning she was a young woman who was not married. Think about that. You know, we're familiar with the term old maid. An old maid is a term. It's not probably used so much today, but an old maid would be a reference to a woman who's never been married. And she's gone into middle age and then older, never been married. Now, keep in mind that as a young woman, Mary, and a young woman who was obedient to God's word, a young woman who was striving to live her life, a life that would glorify God, this is the woman that God chose. Now, of course, her lineage was very important. She was a direct descendant of King David, but she was a young woman who was trying to serve God and be godly in everything that she did, which means she led a chaste lifestyle. She was not a promiscuous young woman that was sleeping around in different men. And as Pastor Lutz pointed out in the last half hour, you know, after she found out that she was going to be pregnant, she left and visited her cousin Elizabeth. She came back 3 months later pregnant. And, you know, people would have noticed, and the obvious thought is, people would have thought that she had engaged in fornication, and she would have been ostracized for that. And that's what makes Joseph's treatment of her after the angel of the Lord spoke to him and told him to fear not, take Mary as his wife. Now, that's why that was important. The angel spoke to him, but also makes Joseph in his character, when he realized what God was doing, that Mary was not unfaithful to him, but that Mary was a chaste young woman, a godly young woman, a pure young woman. And so Mary was espoused to Joseph before they came together, which is before they were married and the marriage was consummated. The Bible says she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Now, in the account in Luke chapter 1, as the Bible is talking about Gabriel coming to speak to Mary, it says in verse 26, and in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph. Now, again, it calls her a virgin. This is a proper young maiden, is a young woman, godly, chaste, not engaging in sexual activity, not engaging in promiscuous behavior, and a young maiden, a virgin. And somebody told me one time, long time ago, that the best commentary in the Old Testament is the New Testament. And so when we see both Matthew and Luke referring back to the statement Isaiah chapter 7 using the term virgin, that's one good reason to believe that it means just what it says. A virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Manuel. Of course, we understand that that's Christ. It means God with us. And so here's another thing, though. There's other reasons why the virgin birth was necessary. One, of course, we just talked about, it provided a miraculous sign. This is something that is not natural. It's supernatural, a supernatural birth. Now, in Luke chapter 1 there, where we were reading about Gabriel sent to Mary, a few verses down, he says this. He says, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee." And she had objected, saying, "How shall this be, seeing I know not a man?" Because she couldn't understand this. She's thinking in the natural course of events, and she knew that she had been faithful to Joseph, and she was not going to be unfaithful. So she asked the natural question, "How can this be, seeing I know not a man?" And Gabriel answers her, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God." Now, this is a miracle. Now, I've seen some things recently. I just read an article, actually not an article, just a few comments, rather blasphemous, saying that God raped Mary. And that is just plain blasphemous, and that's completely false. There's some other groups that teach that Jehovah God came down in the form of a man, and he had a sexual relationship with Mary, and that's how Jesus was conceived. And it does not say that. It says, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee." Now, we understand the Trinity, the Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and these three are, you know, we know these three are one. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And the Spirit is spirit. It's not material. And he came down, God, in the form of a spiritual, the Holy Ghost, a spiritual movement upon Mary, worked something miraculous within her body. Now, we know, of course, that we have 23 pairs of chromosomes. And out of those 23 pairs of chromosomes, 22 of them are basically in all of your cells, except for the sex cells, the egg and the sperm cell, and 22 of those cells have the complete pair, which gives us 46 chromosomes, 23 pairs. But the sex cells only have half the pair, and that's the one cell in your body, the egg or the sperm, whether you're male or female, only has one set of the pair. And so we have 23 pairs of chromosomes. So since the one pair is missing there in the sex cell, it has to be supplied by the opposite partner. So when the man and woman come together, the man supplies one half of the pair, the woman supplies the other half of the pair. Well, Mary would have had half, obviously, on the 23rd chromosome, and God worked a miracle within her body where the 23rd chromosome that was completed, the other half of that was completed. And you say, well, what's the miraculous aspect here? Well, keep in mind, you know, men on that 23rd chromosome, it determines whether you're male or female. You either have XX and you're female, or you have XY and you're a male. Mary would not have the Y, she had the X, and she could not supply the Y chromosome. That only comes from the man. So God had to miraculously change the chromosomes so that Jesus Christ could be born in the body of a male. See how that works? Jesus Christ's DNA had the XY chromosome. That Y chromosome did not come from Mary. That harkens back to the miracle of how God produced Eve. When you think back in the Garden of Eden, God created Adam from the dust of the earth. There's a picture circulating on the internet right now. It says the baby pictures of Adam and Eve, and it shows Adam as a pile of dirt and Eve as a rib lying there. Well, Adam was created from the dust of the earth. God gathered the dust of the earth, and he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and he became a living soul. We're a three-part being, and in the image of God, body, soul, and spirit. Well, when Eve was created, God put Adam to sleep, and he removed from his side a rib, and from that rib he formed Eve. But now think about this. Adam, his rib, the DNA in that rib would have had an XY chromosome. But Eve was a woman, a female, So she did not have the Y chromosome. She was an XX chromosome. When God created Eve from Adam's rib, he had to remove the Y chromosome on that 23rd pair and create an X chromosome. So there was something miraculous there, if you think about it, beyond just using the rib. And so God did the same sort of a thing, only in this case, creating the Y chromosome, Mary in the virgin birth of Christ. And so there was a miracle. Now, why is this important? It's rather interesting because we know that according to the Bible, that sin comes through the father, through the male side, not through the mother's side. Sin comes through the father. For by one man, in Romans 5:12, wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men for that all have sinned. So if Jesus Christ had been born with an earthly father, he would have inherited a sin nature. Now, the male, the father, gives to the new embryo the complement on the 23rd chromosome, whether X or Y. If it's an X, then the baby will be a female. If it's a Y, the baby will be a male. And he also, the centrosomes come from the male that help provide the structure around which the embryo develops. That's a whole other area, though. But that only comes from the father. Well, we also know biblically that sin is passed upon all men because it all goes back to Adam. You can study that in Romans chapter 5, starting there in verse 12. But for time's sake, we'll jump ahead here. So if Jesus had an earthly father, it would not have been miraculous. It wouldn't have been a miraculous sign, and it would have caused Jesus to inherit a sin nature, which means he would have been a sinner by nature, and he would have needed a savior himself, just like his mother Mary recognized Jesus as her savior because she had a sin nature. And this also gets around the Catholic misunderstanding of how can a sinless person give birth to a sinful person give birth to a sinless person. And they say that Jesus could not have been inside the womb of a sinful person, so Mary had to be without sin. No. She just had to have no earthly father. And I even asked somebody, the Legion of Mary one time was trying to tell me about this, and I said, well, then Mary would have had to have been born to a sinless mother, because if Mary was without sin, how could a sinless person be born to a sinner? And she looked at me in all seriousness and said, some of us believe that. I said, well, then you would have had to have gone all the way back to Eve, and we know from the Bible that Eve was not without sin. So that falls apart pretty rapidly, but it's the miracle and the need for no earthly father to escape the sin nature. Now here's another part too. In Jeremiah chapter 22, verse 30, there's a curse placed upon the line of Jeconiah. It says, thus saith the Lord, write ye this man childless, a man that shall not prosper in his days, for no man of his seed shall prosper sitting upon the throne of David and ruling any more in Judah. Actually, Coniah here. And so we read that, and we know this curse was placed on this line of the kings. This is why Joseph could not have been the father of Jesus Christ, because Joseph was a direct line descendant in this line here that the curse said that no man of his seed shall prosper sitting upon the throne of David, ruling any more in Judah. And we know that the Messiah would be of the line of David, and that he would rule, because Isaiah 9, verse 6 and 7 says, for unto us is born, a child is born unto us, a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. You know, Mary was a descendant of King David, but not through the same line that Joseph was. Joseph was of the line that had the curse that no man would be able to sit upon the throne of David ruling anymore in Judah. Mary avoided that through the miracle of the virgin birth. And Jesus Christ, I should say, avoided that through the miracle of the virgin birth. So isn't that sad? There's just three miracles right there real quick that make the virgin birth important. It's a miraculous, supernatural sign saying something amazing has happened. And of course, it avoids the curse of sin from the sin nature, and it avoids the curse where no man could sit on the throne in that line. All of that found in the Bible. Thanks for listening. Merry Christmas.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.